John chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, from Bethany, the town of Nain, and her sister Martha. It was that Nain who anointed the Master with ointment, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent to him, saying, "Master, behold, he whom you love is sick." When Yeshua heard that, he said, "This sickness is not to death, but for the glory of Elohim, so that the Son of Elohim may be glorified by it." Now Yeshua loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. When therefore he had heard that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that he says to his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." His disciples say to him, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and you go there again?" Yeshua answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him." He said these things, and after that he says to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go so that I may awake him out of sleep." Then his disciples said, "Master, if he sleeps he will do well." Now Yeshua spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then Yeshua said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." Then Thomas said, who is called Didymus, to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, so that we may die with him." Then when Yeshua came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs distant. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Miriam, to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Yeshua was coming, went and met him, but Miriam sat in the house. Then Martha said to Yeshua, "Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatever you will ask of Elohim, Elohim will give it to you." Yeshua says to her, "Your brother shall rise again." Martha says to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Yeshua said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even if he were dead, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She says to him, "Yes, Master, I believe that you are the anointed, the Son of Elohim, who comes into the world." And when she had said this, she went and called Miriam her sister secretly, saying, "The Master has come and calls for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Yeshua had not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house, and comforting her, when they saw that Miriam rose hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goes to the grave to weep there." Then when Miriam had come where Yeshua was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Yeshua therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping who came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They say to him, "Master, come and see." Yeshua wept. Then the Jews said, "Behold how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could this man, who opened the eyes of the blind, not have kept this man from dying?" Yeshua therefore again groaning in himself, comes to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Yeshua said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, says to him, "Master, by this time his body is offensive, for he has been dead 4 days." Yeshua says to her, "Did I not say to you, that if you would believe, you should see the glory of Elohim?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Yeshua lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I knew that you hear me always, but because of the people who stand by, I said it, so that they may believe that you have sent me." And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a cloth. Yeshua says to them, "Loose him, and let him go." Then many of the Jews who came to Miriam, and had seen the things which Yeshua did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees, and told them what things Yeshua had done. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees convened a council and said, "What do we do? For this man performs many miracles. If we leave him thus alone, all men will believe in him, and the Romans will come, and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said to them, You know nothing at all. Nor consider that it is expedient for us, that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation not perish. And he did not speak this of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Yeshua should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should assemble in one the children of Elohim who were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth they took counsel together to put him to death. Yeshua therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went from there to a country near the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and continued there with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was near at hand, and many went out of the country to Jerusalem before the Passover, to purify themselves. Then they sought for Yeshua, and spoke among themselves, as they stood in the temple, What do you think that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment, that, if any man knew where he was, he should show it, so that they might take him.